little circle needs to have some diversity.
Yeah, we're weaving a tapestry here, Wade.
Yeah.
It's all colors. All right, guys, tonight is an edition, our first edition of Favorite Things. So we're going to get started. We have Cody, we have Amanda, we have Wade, and I'm going to be starting off. Our first category is books. So I'm going to name three books that I've been loving. My first book is Soundtracks by John Acuff. Right? Yes. And
Soundtracks. I've never heard of that one.
It's new.
What's it about?
It's about your overthinking, actually. Yeah, and it's really good. I'm not all the way through it. My second book is Coming Clean by Seth Haynes. It's his journaling through sobriety. And it's really good. It's beautiful writing. Third book is Dirt by Mary Morant. Amanda, have you read that one?
Yes. I finished it a couple months ago. Okay. So good.
Almost to the end of it. It's beautiful writing. It's a memoir of her story.
It's this girl's first book, and she's already coming out their second.
But that's what amazing. I can't believe is it's her first attempt at writing.
It's a beautiful memoir. So much, beauty and grace in it, too.
Yeah. So for every category, we're going to have a no thank you. So my no thank you, I don't really have a book, but I think my no thank you for this category is going to be paper straws and coffee shops. That's the worst. It ruins my coffee. So that's it.
Man, that really
so it doesn't have to be a worse book.
No.
Okay.
Just something that's going on that kind of really is a no thanks for you.
Interesting.
I'll try and project better. But Cody, tell us your three books recommendations.
First of all, I feel like I'm going to learn a lot about you through this podcast. These are books I've never even heard of. You're reading these books. I don't even know.
I have a whole life without you, and you'll learn a lot tonight.
Well, this is good. This is how I'm going to find out about you. My first book is Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Just finished that one.
It's a good one.
By John Mark Comer. Really good book. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People was one that impacted me.
How many times have you read that book?
Five or six times.
It's a little obsessive.
All in succession too, like over and over again. So, and then my other book was A Promised Land by Obama. I really like that book.
How long was that?
Longest book I've ever read. It was like on Audible. It was like 35 hours or something.
Wow,
crazy. It was super long.
What did you like about it?
I liked his vulnerability. It was really. It was like he was totally candid about everything going on in his life during his presidency. He was really candid about his marriage and like how Michelle was really upset at him for like she didn't want him to become a senator or be president, and he was really just like vulnerable and honest about all of it. He talked about how he was like smoking while he's president but lying to her about it. Like he just shared all the details. So it was really cool to get like this inside look to of what like a day in the life of like what his presidency was actually like and just how vulnerable he was. And then also I think just because of the timing of when I read it this winter, like his graciousness, like of how he talked about people who just completely fundamentally were opposing or disagreed with him. He was very gracious.
Name, name,
kind towards him. No, it just like really stuck out to me. I was like, wow, he's towards people who like
certain
totally disagree with him.
Evangelical circles.
Right.
That might struggle
with. So it was a really good book. I had heard it was good, so I read it, and it exceeded my expectations.
What's your no thank you?
Oh, man. Gosh, I hadn't thought about that.
Can I give one for you?
Well, gosh, sure.
You really?
Shucks.
You really dislike competitive drivers because you are the worst.
I do. I tried to change lanes today, and this guy was like honking at me.
You okay?
Yeah, anyway.
Are you cramping?
I'm having a leg. Wade's dying.
Okay.
Wade, we should maybe mention that Wade had a pretty rough day today. I mean,
yeah,
you had a near death
Wade
experience.
Wade is competitive bikers.
competitive mountain biking.
Yeah, Cody took Wade on a
you need
on
to
a
do
ride bike
yoga.
So gone. He's recovering. Wade, would you like to share your three books?
So one that I think is a necessary read. not that I agree with every aspect of it, but is Jesus and John Wayne by Kristen DeMuse, I believe is her name.
I've heard that's really good.
It's really good, and it will challenge you about why some of the foundational things that have been established in white evangelicalism are there. Mm. But it also, at times, I think it seems a little bit biased to me, like definitely confirmation bias in there.
Sure.
But it's still good. It's important.
Takes a good look at toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Boy.
And it's very.
I can use that. I'm living that life.
It's one of those ones where I think it's good to. It's an important read that Christians should read. And then I like from difficult to doable, which is a book that I'm reading about having difficult conversations. It's written by Lynn Cunningham, and it's put out by the Studer Group, actually. And it just gives you some really basic principles about going into a difficult conversation.
Okay.
And I like that one.
Yeah.
And then I think The Reset has been my next favorite book. And that was, oh gosh, the author, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but he's a very well-known worship leader, The Reset. I've got it on my phone here. Let me look.
Jeremy Riddle?
Jeremy Riddle. That's right. Yeah. So he's just challenging the worship, like the way we do worship in our modern church services and the Hillsong, even his own, because he's from Bethel. So he's even challenging his own group. He's not
all right.
Just to say, hey, even Bethel, like, what are we chasing?
Like, what's the motivation behind
it? What are we promoting? Like, what have we turned worship into? And getting back to authentic worship and spirit-filled worship that doesn't have to do with professionalism, but trusting the spirit, whether your lights are perfect or your transitions are perfect or your music is super tight, like isn't the Holy Spirit bigger than all of those things and getting the spirit back in worship? So those are the three.
Awesome. What's your no thank you?
I thought you liked Paranisi too.
Paranisi was a really music great fictional.
Never mind. Book.
It's a fiction?
It's a fiction. And
by who?
That one is
Susanna Clark.
Susanna Clark, yeah. And that was a super fun mystery, almost sci-fi, otherworldly.
Really?
Yeah. You've got to read Paranisi.
I never read any fiction, ever.
Yeah.
I can't tell you any fiction book I've read.
Well, recently, I feel like you got to have a fun read and a kind of a technical read.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
That would probably
well,
be good for me.
Yeah.
I've only read two books by her, and they've both been fascinating.
Yeah.
Really good. And she's a British author.
Who is it?
Susanna Clark.
British. All right.
British author, really smart.
Yeah. I'll read it out loud to Lee with a British accent.
Oh my gosh, that's my next
so
no thank
much.
You. Oh, what's your no thank you, Wade?
My no thank you. Can I come back to that?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay. Gosh dang it, I didn't get to do that.
Amanda, Wade owes us two no thank yous on his next category. So go ahead with your three books. And I know this is going to be tough for you.
I know, because I read so many fun books and listen to so many books. But right now, I feel like the book that keeps coming up all the time is this Bread and Wine book by Shauna Nyquist, which probably a lot of people have already read or know about, but I'm new to it. And so this is a beautiful cooking memoir, but also talks a lot about, just bringing God into feasting and food and Shauna Nyquist is not like a professional chef or anything. She just loves food. And so the intimidation of that, it gets taken down because she just loves food and Food Magazine and follows like chefs and bloggers and then takes their recipes and kind of tweaks it. And so all throughout the book, she kind of writes about different parts of her life and then different meals that were really good or stood out or kind of drew a whole community together or meant a lot to her kids and her or something like that. So I've tried so many of the recipes and they've all been so good. And I've just really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I love reading about food.
Me too. So that was a good one. Since Wade said Paranisi, I read her other book by Susanna Clark. This was a pretty big one, but it's Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. And it's back in like the 1700s in England. And there's magic. And there's these two magicians. And they're the only people who know how to create magic and how to cast spells. And then it's all like Jane Austen culture. Is that the 1700s or earlier?
Sounds right to me.
Anyway, it's really fun and really like, I love that kind of English era and time. And then also I love anything that reminds me a little bit of Harry Potter, only this is really like has footnotes and everything in it. It was just really fun. And it's all in her head, like all stuff that she made up. So that was a fun read. And then I am also listening to this book. And so I'm not all the way through it, but I am loving it. And it is called A Church Called Tove by Scott McKnight. Forming a goodness culture that resists abuses of power and promotes healing. And so it's a lot about the difference between what toxic churches look like and what Tov, and Tov is the Hebrew word for good, and good churches. So it's really hard and good, and but I just really appreciate the perspective and everything. I think he writes it with his daughter too. So those are my three right now.
What's your no thank you?
Homeschooling.
We're in May, people. At the end of May. You're over it.
I'm done.
Yep. There you go. No need to explain any further. No judgment. No we judgment. Understand. All right. Our next category is podcasts. And this one's hard for me to narrow down, but I will name a few that I've kind of discovered I've been hooked on lately. The first one is, this one's tasty. It's in God We Lust, and it's like investigative journalist piece digging into Liberty University and sort of the Jerry Falwell story.
So wait, you said it's tasty, or that's the name? It's tasty.
It's tasty.
Oh, okay.
She really likes it.
It's a little, I like it, but it's not for that reason. It's just so juicy. Like there's so much more there that's like scandalizing my pants off. It's crazy.
Okay,
that's
say it wrong. One keep more time because I'm writing this
please
down.
Please keep your pants off.
In God We Lust.
I think when we talk about the Jerry Falwell story, we shouldn't talk about pants.
Yeah.
Can you stop speaking in metaphors?
No.
Just talk straight to us.
Yeah, so that one kind of hooked me in. It's a little bit harsh in some places, so I wouldn't listen like with your kids in the car.
Wow, baby.
Earbuds in.
Put your earbuds in while you clean. I actually have been liking the Preachers and Sneakers podcast.
It's
good. There's some really good episodes. My favorite is with Jonathan Merritt, so you should check that out. Gosh. I'll send it to you. Of course. I always love That Sounds Fun. I love Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. And I always love Armchair Expert. So I took like 5 or 6. But those are ones I've just been listening to.
Just flip them in real quick.
Pay no attention. There's so many here. But yeah. I'll stop there. Am I no thank you? My no thank you, I guess I'll mention The Bachelor now. I don't like anything Bachelor related. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel indignant for women everywhere when I watch it or hear about it.
Fair enough.
I know judgment to people who love it, but that's how I feel.
I knew you liked the Armchair Expert and Annie F. Downs.
You're learning a lot.
August. But yeah, we need to do this more often so I can learn about you.
Mm-hmm.
Being married to you is not enough. you know, full disclosure, I don't listen to a ton of podcasts. I listen to books more than podcasts. But when I listen to podcasts, it's generally about cycling. So I listen to the Move podcast, which is...
I am not learning a lot about you.
I know. There's no secrets.
It's not news.
So I listen to the Move podcast, which is Lance Armstrong's podcast. And what they do on there is generally speaking, they'll recap different bike races, but they have, he has his former teammate, George Hincapie, on there, and his former director, Johan Bernil, on there. And so it's cool to hear their perspective on the bike races, because they'll watch the race and like break it down, but they give you a lot of insight into the races. They started doing it with the tour, and then they now do like a bunch of the races. And then the other podcast I listen to is the Eurosport podcast, which is the same. I mean, cycling, but it's different perspective. It's Bradley Wiggins, who is a former Tour de France champion and Olympic champion. And then I'll listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, but not just any of them. I'll like cherry pick them, like people that I know. I'll look, like if he has someone that I know that I like already follow from something else, then I'll listen to it. But generally speaking, I wouldn't just go and like just listen through his podcast, just because. But I like the format of his, like the way he interviews people. Like I feel like he leaves nothing unturned, and he's not afraid of confrontation. Like if someone says something, he'll be like, "What do you mean by that?" Like he'll make them explain it. He won't let people get away with little like things. I just like the way he asks questions and he digs really deep. So like when you're listening to it, you're like, "I wish he'd ask this," and like he usually does. So it's cool because you really get a lot of information. So
what was the first one you mentioned? The Move?
The Move, yeah.
Can you confirm or deny that you were once featured on the Move podcast?
I was featured on it.
That's the only episode I've listened to. With
your broken body?
Yeah. So I did their bike race. They came to Boise and I was in the bike race. I rode next to Lance before I crashed.
You were next to him?
Yeah. For the first 7 miles, I rode right next to him.
He flew too close to the sun and melted his wings.
Icarus.
That's the truth.
So, and then I crashed out. When I was so bummed, I had like trained, prepared, and all this stuff. And then
I took him straight to the hospital.
I came back to the bike race with my shirt. I had no shirt and a sling. And I was just in the sun. I was getting sunburned because I wanted to watch the end of the race.
They're like, "Oh, sweetie, go home."
Yeah. And then I like had Lou rush me back to the race as soon as I could. And then I knew they were doing a live. They were meeting at Timber Hill Brewing to do a live podcast, so I went. And
that was hard to watch.
Asked the question on their podcast. God. So yes, I was on. But I forgot about that. Thank
proud
you.
Of you. You were so kind.
Thank you.
In your minivan. Did you?
I know.
Yeah. I got him out of the hospital.
That was 2 years ago.
Take me back downtown.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So, what's your no? Thank you.
One thing I was thinking of this. You said The Bachelor, but I would say reality TV in general bothers me. I don't like reality TV shows, and I think it's something that's like that bothers me about our culture.
You're gonna really real or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's something that like consumes people so much, and it's fake. And it annoys me.
It's true.
So,
all right, Wade.
Podcasts, The Holy Post. I love Phil Vischer and Sky Giovanni.
Gittani
are. They just do a great job. I love that.
Yeah.
A little more progressive than where I come from in my camp, but it's good.
He's the VeggieTale guy.
Yeah, he's the VeggieTale guy. Yeah.
When you listen to it, you can hear Bob the Tomato.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of the inflection in his voice. Keep some of it entertaining. But they just tackle some really good things. They make you think. And so I rethink a lot of things, which is good. So I would suggest that one. And then I like one that's more of a nursing podcast called MCRIT Radio. And that is one in which they just go over like critical events and how you handle intubation or COVID or what we're doing technically in the hospital or in the emergency room. Scott Weingard runs that one. I love it. Keeps me informed. And then the Unbelievable podcast I like a lot. And that podcast, they bring people from opposite ends of the spectrum. So they'll have like maybe somebody who is an atheist and who is also a like mathematician or like, what do you even call it? They're not a mathematician, but what's like the, I'm really tired, but like a physicist, you know, they'll have like a physicist who's an atheist versus a Christian physicist on there. But the thing that's really good about the Unbelievable podcast is it's one of the few podcasts where you have people from opposite ends of the spectrum and it doesn't turn into a fight or an argument because the moderator, the guy who does the Unbelievable podcast, let me just get to his name real quick. It is
the guy who also like interviews and
Justin Brearley. Yes.
Yeah.
He
somehow has a way of keeping it from going there. He's just very good. So I like that.
That's really cool. That's like a lost art form.
Yeah.
It's cool to listen to.
Yeah, so I like that. Okay, my two no thank yous. I don't like getting lost in the woods.
Well, now you have to tell the story.
While riding.
Now you have to tell the story of what happened.
Today we climbed, 2,500 feet of elevation?
Sure did.
And Cody was really worried about getting back on time to help Lou, which was great, with dinner. So he called me from the top of the hill because Cody is like a streak of lightning climbing mountains.
The mountain goat.
Yeah. And he called me from the top and said, are you doing okay? Are you good? I'm just going to run back and have dinner. And at the time, my
things were going great.
App was working wonderful and telling me exactly where to go. So I was like, yeah, go do it. And then about an hour later, I was lost. And for about 2 hours, I was lost.
Yeah.
And then a very kind angel from
heaven
hiking down the mountain.
Was he hiking or biking?
He was running, actually. And
he's like, just go right there.
He's like, oh, man, here, let me show you my phone. And if you go back around this trail and connect there, you'll go right out. And I was like on the verge of just like, I don't know what else to do. Out of food, out of water.
We called off search and rescue. Yeah. And it worked out.
This is what I'm hearing in that story. This is what I heard. I hear that it's my fault.
What?
No.
Cody's riding up the mountain.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up.
The devil is after him because she was.
The devil was on my shoulder.
And
because
he's like,
your last words were, get back in time to go shopping for dinner.
Well, but if he had thought that he thought I would be okay. So it made total sense.
All right.
Oh, yeah, dude, drive. Go home. Well, I know where the car's at. I'll get there.
Oh, my goodness.
The other thing I think I don't like, which is kind of soapbox issue right now, is maybe two things, but social media and the way that the way right now that they are keeping us in little circles so that they can advertise to us.
Echo chamber.
They want us to be in our echo chamber so that they can keep giving us the same ads and, you know.
And just the way it sucks people in and such a time.
Yeah, we buy into it. Yeah. And then that in the same vein, I have been at a restaurant a few times now, and I think we all have. We've all seen this, where like a whole family is sitting down and going out to dinner, and every one of them has their phones out. They're not even talking to each other. So you're just like,
gosh,
I think social media is part of that because they're trying to worry about posting what they're eating and that they're out for a family dinner rather than engaging.
Mm-hmm. Like actually being.
Yeah. And I would say those are two things that.
Those are some good no thank yous.
Those are really good.
No thank you on those.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Those are good.
Okay, so my three podcasts that I'm enjoying right now, I listen, sometimes I go through phases where I listen to a lot of podcasts and then where I don't really listen to that many, but there's always a few that when a new episode pops up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. And so he already said the Holy Post, so I won't say that one. Honestly, bonding time.
I was going to say, you guys are both dead to me because you didn't even mention
Gold Star. I just figure you want to introduce new things to people, so I left that off my list.
I always like to listen to the Habit podcast. That's with Jonathan Rogers, and it's conversations with writers about writing. But even if you're not a writer, I feel like there's really good, good, interesting conversations that they have. And I was telling Wade, even we were listening to one the other day together, because it was on an author of a book that we were listening to together. And I just feel like what I like about it is that it's kind of authentic and raw, and it's not really super professional either. And he's obviously a writer and a professor. He's not like a professional podcaster, but he's wanting to like reach out and have
conversations
with other people and writers. And he has people on that he's like, I didn't buy everything this person was saying in this book, but it's still worth reading and having a conversation with this person. I appreciate that.
So. Yeah.
So that's one. I usually listen to The Next Right Thing with Emily P. Freeman.
I almost said that.
Yeah, because they're like 10, 15 minutes long. I like her voice is really soothing, and I'll put it on and even do some yoga while I listen to it. And it's always usually really good and relevant something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of my no thank yous that I will mention. I just thought of it. And then I've been listening to Church of the City, New York, and it's John Tyson, but he has a co-pastor, Susie Silk, and when she's on there and teaches, I really like her preaching. So
okay.
I listen to that one. My no thank you, I just thought of it with what I do when I do a workout, because I do like to do some yoga or do some kind of a workout to kind of get my frustration channeled somewhere.
Yeah.
Or to like calm myself down. Mm-hmm. But I do not like being told what to do. So I mute them and put on a podcast. And then it's like they're not really telling me what to do. I'm just watching them and kind of doing it. I don't know why. But I say,
oh, like the yoga instructor.
Yes.
Okay.
I do not like that. Mm. And I don't like being talked at. Like, you can do it. Hold it for a little bit longer. Almost there. It just makes me mad. So, yeah. No thank you. I don't know.
You leave yoga being more anxious than that.
Yeah. So awesome. Some are worse than others.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
I don't know what that says about me.
I think we've uncovered something.
It probably depends on the instructor.
Did you know we have a Sayla newsletter? Amanda and I started it. We are offering just short articles and essays and recipes and beautiful ideas and pictures and workings of other people and even guest writers about twice a month in a short email that will be dropped into your mailbox. I don't want to should you, but I think you should go to the Creative Sayla Instagram and follow us, of course, and then go to the link in the bio and you can get signed up right away to be in our newsletter list. And then you'll also be first to know about specials going on and new dates for Sayla retreats and Sayla dinners and adventures, all the things we're doing. Who couldn't use a little bit of beauty and good news in their email list? So I would love it if you would go sign up for that today. All right, so we're going to move on to music. Can you start this one? I need a minute.
I'm not a good one to start this
Wade, one. Actually, Wade, I would like you to lead this
Wade one. Wade is ready.
Yeah, Wade, you come correct to the music category.
Okay. Right now, my three favorite people that I'm listening to. I just got, because we're going to the Moon River Festival, and I was wanting to listen to all of the musicians that are going, and found out I love Lake Street Dive.
What's the song you recommended yesterday?
Their whole album. But the Hypotheticals is like, our Hypotheticals like
that's
the first
good.
One.
That's a bop.
Yeah. I like it. But just kind of a funk rock, almost like the 70s style at times. But she, female vocals off the charts. I love her voice because she doesn't do what you expect, and she gets really low sometimes and very soothing. And then they have some fun backup vocals.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that one. Another one that I've always liked, but they no longer are making albums, is Crash Rickshaw.
Okay.
Still always going to be one of my favorites.
Crash Rickshaw. That's a deep.
Crash Rickshaw.
I remember them.
Yeah, and they are like kind of Fugazi meets Nirvana / they're just kind of like 90s rock, but with really fun vocals. He has a unique voice. So it's a little edgier.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's so much music that I really, really love, sticking to my faves. You know what? I'm going to go worship, and I'm going to go a little old school and worship. I can't get enough of All Sons and Daughters album that is The Longing album, which is like from 2012. I could listen to that thing all day
long. That's a good one.
Six song EP, and it just never stops affecting me. Mm-hmm. I'm emotionally moved and prepared for like a time with the Lord every time I've listened to that one.
Yeah, so, it's very pure.
Yeah,
really good. So good.
I made notes of all your music later.
Yeah.
So.
What's a no thank you, Wade?
A no thank you. I'm going to stick with a no thank you music right now.
Yes.
But my son loves 21 Pilots. And I think there's some that's good, but I've just heard so much of it that I'm like,
it's played out.
I cannot listen to another 21 Pilots song right now.
So yeah.
Sorry to talk bad about somebody's music, but that's a no thank you for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. The kids kind of give you like, immersion therapy, whatever mm-hmm. song they're into, you start out liking it, and then you're like, oh wow,
and
can't do it anymore.
He's totally into AC/DC right now too, and I'm like, okay, I can do about two or three songs,
mm-hmm.
and I love the guitar work, but after a while the vocals just start, I'm like, I can't have somebody scream sing into my ear any longer, you know?
Yeah. mm-hmm. All right, Amanda. Oh, yeah. All right, Amanda, you're next.
Well, I at dinner time like to put on dinner party jazz playlist.
Yeah.
Every night, and
I
it
feel
just
that.
Calms me down, and yeah. I like listening to it and making food, and even if it's like quesadillas, it still feels like luxurious or
yeah.
something when you're listening to jazz.
It levels up the atmosphere.
Yeah. I think as far as worship goes, I have been enjoying Maverick City Music Volume 3, I think is the one that
that's
I've
good, yeah.
liked.
Okay.
That one is really good. And so
great worship.
I'll put that for worship on, or just like put it on and go for a walk, or yeah, I would put it on early in the mornings, even with the fall Selah, and listen to that
yeah.
before everyone was awake. And it's just really beautiful worship. And then I, just because we have so many like sentimental good memories with Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors,
yeah.
and we're going to go see him in
mm-hmm.
September, we'll always say Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Drew Holcomb.
Yeah. My no thank you right now. Okay. As far as music goes.
Don't say Trustful.
Was the thing sold out? I feel like I'm showing my age. It really bugs me when people inflict their music on me and it's like disgusting rap and they're playing it and there's like a lot of explicit stuff in it and they're just like out in public or I don't know, just playing it even really loud in their car or anything, or like where I've been like paddle boarding before and I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It annoys me.
And I changed my top three real
quick. Drives me crazy. So there you go.
You
I don't want to hear it
these days.
So I feel like I feel like an old lady.
Darn
like, down here,
darn
down.
Well, I think, you know, when you're on the lake paddle boarding and you're out
try
like, or you're trying
moment.
To fish and the people next to you are like, let's boom whatever we're going to boom. It
right.
wouldn't matter if it's,
right.
but, you know, obviously.
On the ski lift. People
but
will, like, bring their speakers.
Really
and I'm, like, on the ski lift, just, like, having a moment.
Yeah, skiing down
like
the hill.
Beautiful. And you're, like, Jesus.
I don't want to hear your country either.
Yeah.
Blaring.
Anyway.
Yeah, those are good ones, and that's true.
Thank you.
Okay, this is hard for me to narrow down too. So immediately Drew Holcomb came to mind, not because
mm-hmm.
he's like my all-time favorite, but he's just like a steady,
mm-hmm.
good
yeah.
memories,
yeah,
good concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not on my list. He's an honorable mention. I can't
is this like a confession or like you start by saying who's not on your list?
I do. I find ways
so
to get
that we know who's not on your list.
No, no, he's on my list, but he's not in the three.
Not on
my list. I've been loving it. These two are a little bit poppish, and Matt Carney's new stuff I
yeah,
like a lot. And
that's
it's
true.
Like I've been taking him on hikes, and I can't handle anything too like too much of anything that makes me feel anything. So this is good for that. It's just really good music, good storytelling, great. I did really enjoy in 2020 the Folklore album by Taylor Swift.
Mm.
It was very solid. Good storytelling again. Really
mm-hmm.
good. Solid music. Gosh. I had a third all lined up and I can't remember what it was. So maybe I'll let Drew Holcomb take that spot. I like
mm-hmm.
I love the Dragons album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. No thank you would be probably kid music on repeat. So that's close to Wade's.
PTSD.
But I've been trying to be a little bit more choosy with what my kids get attached to because I know I have to make a like deep commitment that I'll be listening to it for
yep.
a lot of time.
Bit of a selfish motivation.
So Yeah, and a lot of my tension rises and falls with what's in the background noise, so I have to be pretty intentional with what I
feel like you just learned that the hard way. Don't download the Lego Movie 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to really like it.
You're going to regret it.
All right, babe. Oh, sure. I already said a no thank you, so what's yours?
Okay. Well, I'm probably the least musical person here. I think in general, like, I'm happy to let Lou make the music choices, like when I'm at home or we're driving. And so I've listened a lot to your top picks, and I like them. I'm not that picky with music, to be honest. I don't really care. But I think, like, I go in phases of not listening to music at all ever, and then sometimes listening to stuff, and I usually stick with stuff that I really know. I'm bad about, like, branching out with and trying new music, which Wade is great at. I like listening to AJR, especially when I'm going on like bike rides. I love, there's something about their music that I just love.
That's another one Tobin's played.
Really? Yeah, that's a lot.
Really?
Yeah, that's like a kid.
There's something, it's specifically when I'm riding my bike for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I just like listening to it when I'm riding my bike.
It has good energy for that.
Yeah.
I just think you and Tobin should hang out.
Does he like, he likes riding bikes, let's go hang out.
I enjoy Tobin's music a lot of it. He has good taste, but some of it I'm like, ooh.
And then I have a lot of go-tos that I just love, like, and I can listen to all the time, like Drew Holcomb and Need to Breathe. Like, I love all their music, and I can just put it on, listen to every song. I don't, like, cherry-pick specific songs. I just throw it on, and I love it. But I also just love, like, mostly in my car, honestly, I just listen to classical music. I put it on NPR in the classical station, and I just – because it's peaceful. There's no words.
Yes.
And then you get this, like – the DJ who comes on every now and then, I was like, this was so and so, and then they like goes to the next song. I just love how like calm it is.
Yeah.
I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll put on like in all the chaos of my life in the last few months, I decided to try to learn French, which was a bad idea.
Why not?
And so
honestly,
I've been listening
that's
to
just so irritating. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
She'll just because I love French culture. But anyway, I have on Spotify this playlist, French Cafe Jazz, which for some reason I just really like it. It's just like mellow.
I can tell when he's been listening to it. He feels just a little better than everyone else, and it's true.
Well, speaking of that, I recently bought a truck, and it's like an old school, like classic old school truck from the auction. And when I'm in my truck, I love listening to country music. I do.
That's funny.
But only when I'm in my truck.
Only in your
it does. Okay. It changes.
I'll just put the country music station on, man, just because I just feel it. I'm feeling
so
the vibes.
Much. Yeah, there's wide gaps there.
Yeah,
jazz, well, French jazz, classical. But when I'm in my truck,
I really,
I change personality completely.
I can tolerate most music. I don't. I'm not super picky, honestly. My no thanks, which this is ironic. You guys will probably roll your eyes at me, but this is something that's new for me. Okay, is Hurry. Which goes along the lines of the book that I just read, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. But I've been realizing lately, that's something I've kind of been working through in my life, is that like I am always in a rush. Like efficiency has always been like,
you got left behind.
Efficiency has always been like the most important thing to me. And things, when things are inefficient, it drives me insane. But I realize that I'm always in a hurry, no matter what it is, either whether it's big or small.
Was I inefficient on the mountain today?
Yes.
How long into our marriage did you realize that you married the wrong person for that?
Right away.
Yes, right away.
Efficiency is not as important to you. And having four little kids, there's nothing efficient about that at all, ever. Nothing's efficient. So,
that's true.
But I realized that, like, that I need to just slow down and not be always, like, routing everything in my life the most efficiently and, like, maximizing my schedule always so I can fit the most into one day. So that's my no thanks, because I'm trying to change that, but it's like a weakness for sure. So definitely not something
I like that. That's good. That's a good one. So we did all the music. Everyone did their music. Next category is food. And Cody, no, Amanda, I'm gonna have you start this one.
Wow, you're just off the cuff.
Just like what we're liking right now.
Yeah. Anything.
Jeez.
Take out. Cooking, snacking, whatever.
Okay. Well, this bread and wine book I've been talking about has been fun to cook through, and I feel like I've been making a lot of risotto lately, and that is a fun thing to make from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cheesy and has a really good flavor to it. And then we roast a bunch of veggies and put that on top, or put chicken on top for the kids. And it's just like, even though it takes intention and time, because you can't really like walk away from it, you kind of have, it's a dish that you have to be like over and stirring on purpose for 20 minutes. It's really easy. It tastes really good. And it does feel like, but it kind of feels luxurious too at the same time. So that's been a fun one. Wade and I have been making veggie tacos a lot. And we'll fry the shells in oil, but then like roast sweet potatoes or cauliflower or something, and just pack it full of all of these veggies. And that's been a really good meal that we've been enjoying. And if I could do takeout every night, it would be Merlin's Peng Pao Famine. Because I love it so much at the Landing. And I feel like I could order like two or three of those and still want more. It's just so good.
The texture. Merlin is a genius.
Yeah, and that's like an old friend. I feel like we've eaten that since, 20 years or something.
I know. Well, he made the Ping Pao halibut for a while, and then when he finally opened back up, he changed it to Ping Pao salmon, but it's still so good.
So
yeah.
To him, it's the same
thing. I know. Yes. Yeah. So that's my favorite takeout right
good
now.
Good choices.
Yeah, those are good. What's a no thank you?
Food wise or just anything?
It can be anything.
Okay. I feel like I had a few, but I can't think of it now. I'll come back to it.
Okay. That's probably wise.
probably.
My food choices. Okay. Something I'm making, I'm loving just putting like Brussels sprouts and broccoli in seasoning and oil and then throwing them in the oven. And then like the last 2 minutes I broil it and they stay crispy for a long time. And we make it all the time.
Yeah. We had it tonight.
Yeah. Multiple times a week. It's very easy. And my kids like it. And you like it too, I think. I've been loving a good smoothie now that we're feeling summertime-ish. Just a really good smoothie for breakfast or something. And I'm always gonna be down for like good Thai takeout. Yeah. Always gonna be down. I will tell you my no thank you. And this can make my day, this can make me like cry on a tender day, which is like that I spend a lot of money and wait in a coffee line and they make it wrong. They make it wrong or they burn the espresso. And I just feel like I've been forsaken by God. And everything else is the worst thing I've ever felt.
I feel like it's partially self-inflicted. I feel like sometimes, though, there's so many contingencies with your drink where I'm like, there's no way they're going to get this right.
Sometimes it's so simple and it's just so good. And then other times we'll like go somewhere. And if everything's wrong or it's burnt or something, I don't feel like a picky person, but that is something that can really undo me and make me feel like I can't ever get that back.
But sometimes your drink is so specific. It's like...
All right. Well, what are your choices?
Well, my no thank you is coffee that's too complicated.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That's fair.
I like simple coffee though. I've really been loving making breakfast tacos like any time of the day with like those fresh tortillas that are like raw, whatever they eat.
Oh yeah.
I love those. They're so good. With like some sprouts and, I just have been like obsessed with it, making them anytime. And then something for takeout, I love the Wilder restaurant in Boise. Their pizza is my favorite and their veggies are always good no matter what they have. Their crispy Brussels, their fingerling potatoes, all that stuff. And then, this isn't necessarily food, but I love having good tea with chocolate. It's just like something I really love.
I want that right
only now. When you're feeling especially French.
Only with my French jazz.
French jazz.
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, it's too much.
I do like
you're painting a real picture of who you are.
Oh my gosh. And then my no thank you, thinking of food, is overcooked meat. Like if it's dry, I hate it. Makes me mad.
If I'm cooking chicken, forget about it. He's just like hovering micromanaging. So
few. You would rather have overcooked dry chicken than risk like.
Okay, well, undercooked chicken.
Undercooked is bad, but there's a balance. There's an in between there.
That is true.
It doesn't have to be
and
cooked to a crisp.
It's like taking you on the way down.
Yeah. Right. So is that your no thank you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Wade. We're here for it.
I love anything that, like on the weekends, to me, it's just so fun to cook with Amanda, where we're in the kitchen working on anything. So I know it's not a specific thing, but that's just my one of my favorite spaces. So, yeah. But I agree with all of the stuff that you've been introducing to our family. We work on together. I love it. Your blueberry crisp for breakfast is awesome.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And I think I would agree with Cody, just like the simplicity of tea and chocolate in the evenings together when the kids are asleep, we finally have them in bed. Yeah. And we can
it's
just
like a
sit
high five to your
team. On. Yeah, it really is. It's like it's
we
our
did it, guys.
Cheers with our teacups and they're in bed and they're finally asleep. And yeah, but we can enjoy that.
That's good.
My no thank you right now. I hate to pick on my teenage kid, but also it's my kid.
Can we come back around actually?
Yes.
But Hot Pockets.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
He's just loving Hot Pockets.
Oh,
I'm like
my
looking
gosh
at those things going. Even when he cuts into them and I see the inside of it, I'm just like, oh my gosh,
well,
none of that's real. Is that even
so
even
fake,
real?
Yeah.
And he loves it. He's
wow.
Like, I love a Hot Pocket. And I'm like, least favorite food.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good
although
one.
I think back to my diet when I was a teenager and it's pretty,
I know.
Pretty
I feel
appalling.
Like I'm not gonna say no because I want him to like ruin himself on it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like those Tony's pieces, those little like
mini
microwave. It's like, is that real meat on there?
Oh no,
of course
I'm not. Sure.
That's
of course
not.
It's okay, that's my no, I thought of my no thank you, which I said no thank you to for over a year now. And that's popcorn. And I used to love popcorn. Kids have ruined
that's,
it.
That's, yeah, really.
The
mess.
It smells up the whole house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You used to always
mess,
make like fresh popcorn.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's just, it's like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
You just have it everywhere.
Oh, it's
so
unprecedented.
I say no thank you to popcorn.
Yeah,
I never buy it anymore.
Food
and now that Tobin has braces, I just tell him it's because of that. So.
That works. That works.
Hopefully he's not listening.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Watching. This is our last category. We have 10 minutes to knock this out.
Okay,
and
quick.
Instead of a no thank you, it's a yes please. It's a
clock.
Something you love. And it's so at the end of your three things you're watching, something you love, it can be anything. Any life hack, anything you've been doing.
So three things you're watching and I love.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
and
cool.
A yes please.
Three
mother may
watching.
I. All right. And I don't Cody, you're gonna have to do this one.
Do what?
Watching.
What am I watching? Oh gosh.
Okay,
well,
I'll go.
No, you can go. All right. Yeah, I mean, just put me on the spot.
You
like,
got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes.
Can I do have 10 minutes to think about it? Well, the reason I've been watching The Chosen, which I had, and typically I don't really watch any Christian movies, just to be honest, but I had so many people from different groups of friends or different people I knew that were saying the same things. Like, it's so good, so well done. And so I was like, okay, I have to check it out. And it's been really cool. So that's cool. I like the show Suits.
Yep.
And it's because of the suits. I love, like, I just love seeing the suits.
Are they French? No.
No. Well, maybe. I mean, they literally wear like $12,000 suits. It's just cool. I just like it. I just like the.
That's cool.
I just like it. So
the aesthetic.
Yeah, I do.
What's your third? Oh, I know what you said. For your third one, you told me on the way here.
My mind is blank.
You said Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Yeah. Something about that, like country.
That's like your truck.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when I got my country music on.
It's a show.
Yeah. It's called Yellowstone. It's got Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
It's a movie.
It's a show.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your yes, please, mother, may I?
Oh.
Your yes, please. Your thing you're loving.
Oh, man. Well, I just got a new bike, and I'm loving that. A gravel bike.
Yeah, that was your grad
wanted.
Present.
Always wanted. I've always been a road biker. Now I'm riding trails, I'm learning how. So that's good.
Yeah. All right, Wade, your turn.
Watching. I love Matt Jones' YouTube channel on mountain biking. Chosen has been, I'm going to, you know, even Cody already said it, I really liked the Nicodemus scene, especially in The Chosen. Not going to do any spoilers, but it's so good. And season two is great. I just think it's a great, gives you some sort of perspective on the characters that they're building that maybe is helpful, even. Mm-hmm. And sweet. And then, what are we watching together? We haven't been watching much TV.
What's a classic?
You know,
The Office.
I can, yeah, I was going to say, I can always watch
yeah.
The Office. Episodes of The Office are so funny still.
Yeah, we were just saying how we don't trust people that haven't watched
it. The first three or four seasons I really, really liked.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
And then my yes, please. I like this. Mm-hmm. Yes, please, let's go on vacation with friends and we'll be able to hang out.
Like, explore the mountains.
I loved being able to have good, deep conversation last night, go be up in Flagstaff and enjoy. I never thought Arizona was going to be so beautiful.
It's incredible.
Sedona, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love being with you guys, and I want to do more hospitality. I want more people in our home and more people that we're hanging with and doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one. Awesome. All right, Amanda, you're up.
Yeah, there's not a lot of TV I'm watching right now besides Chosen with our family. Like, we've been watching that, and it has been really sweet. If I do put on anything, sometimes I'll get in little funks and I'll watch, like, really fun British murder mysteries or something like mm-hmm. that. But what comes to mind whenever I'm, like, folding laundry or I have space to put TV on, it's going to be like the new Little Women that came out. It's so beautiful just for the scenery and the music. And
it's a pretty movie.
The cinematography, yeah. All of it's gorgeous. And I like the way that they kind of retell the story. I'm always going to want to watch the Anna Green Gables series, the Sullivan Canadian series.
Yep, that's right.
Over and over again. And yeah, sometimes when Wade and I have time on like a Friday night, if he's like, you want to watch a movie? It's always like, let's just watch The Office.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
So funny.
It's like a low commitment level. Like,
yeah.
Funny 20 yeah. minute episodes.
20 minutes, we can go to bed.
You're right. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I say yes, please, to being surprised by beauty constantly. Mm. And this trip, just being surprised by that drive down the Grand mm-hmm. Canyon and into Flagstaff and then into Sedona was just,
oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
I still can't, I just can't stop thinking about it. It's just gorgeous. And being able to do it with the people that you love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels like such a gift, but mm-hmm. just finding evidence of God's creation and his glory everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've been watching Superstore, which is a little bit Office-ish, short episodes. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one too, yeah?
Yeah, it's lighthearted and funny.
I think the like humor is really smart in that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a dark mood, I have to watch Dateline.
Ugh, I hate that.
And Cody hates it about
that
me.
That is my no thank you. Gosh, I hate Dateline.
Yeah, well, this, sometimes I'm in the mood. For that.
I hate those.
All right.
More than any really other no thank you. Okay. Those are the worst.
You stated your case. We understand. But
terrible.
I can't change. Okay, the third, I guess we've been watching, yeah, The Chosen surprised me
yeah,
that I
really
like it better
like
than I thought.
But you really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need you to watch it so you can tell me what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. I do know more about the Bible than him, so it's easy for me to explain. And then
no one's surprised about that.
Yeah, I think yes, please, to travel. I've been loving traveling now that the world is opening back up again. I just have this like wanderlust, and so that's what I'm all about. You guys, thank you for joining me. Please come back again in a few months, and we will recap everything else we've been into.
You're welcome.
Okay.